Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, is it Jody or Joey?
Jody.
Hi, Jody. It's Kim calling from Home Depot 3486. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I actually called earlier with an issue for a customer that actually had an install with you guys back in 2020. And he kept having trouble and coming in the store complaining about staining happening on his ceiling and everything from the vent. Well, I pulled the install, and then I had the customer send me pictures. I had him open the cabinet above, and for what I'm seeing in this install, it should have been vented out because he already has the vent there, but it wasn't installed that way.
Okay, do you have the work order number?
Yeah, second here. I don't have a work order number, but I can give you the purchase order number.
I have to use the external number. It'll start with like 07.
Hold on one sec. No, we don't get those work order numbers. Not in the store. We don't see those.
Okay, so I won't be able to use that.
We just have a purchase order number, yeah.
I won't be able to use that.
When I called earlier, I gave a purchase. The gentleman I talked to was able to see it. He found it.
Okay, well, we can try it.
Okay, the purchase order is 8650-4141.
Okay. Can you confirm the name and address for me?
Yes, it's Poppy Sora, 221 Witten Road, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055.
Okay, so this is the wrong. Yeah, I can't use that number. Give me one moment. When was the client scheduled for?
He had installation in 2020.
2020 installation?
I don't know. Whoever I talked to earlier was able to put the purchase order in and bring it up.
Okay, this is most likely the wrong department.
I don't know. I dialed the regular number, and usually I have to put your extension in 449, but it didn't ask for it. Usually I do. But you immediately picked up, which is odd, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
You know what? I'll go back. Can you put me back in the queue, or can you send me to 449?
Yes, ma'am. I can. Give me one moment.
Thank you.